Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Oh, good day to you. Very good to see you. We've got the joy right here, very close. Good day to see you too as well. And you and you and you and each one of you. For those of you whom we do not know yet, we are at Rhonda. And we connected with each of you before you arrived on this webinar, what this is called, because we tapped you on the shoulder to ask you to be present with us. So if you came in the last few days, you are a little two taps right there, because you see, this group that we have with us today are a bit special. We want you to know that. You are very old souls. You are bringing forth wisdom from the ancients and from the future into this time period today. So as you are feeling, some of you are a bit emotional already, some of you are a little dizzy already, some of you are heart opened, that is what is happening. So if you carry that frequency of a bit more alertness or emotion or connection than you have in the past, know that that is indeed what is happening. So as you are bringing this information together from both directions, we know time is not less necessarily linear, but it does feel like it. One way is the future and one way is the past. And today what you will be doing in your writing and in your connection is bringing them both together to create that divine link that is within you. Now, yes, everyone on the planet is a channel. Everyone on the planet can connect to other energies that are no longer in human form. We set the intention that you will always only connect with energies from the light, and you will always be able to sense, to see, to feel, to hear your guidance. So you can be very clear. We will actually upgrade your brain today, if that's all right. And if it's not, then you'll get that choice to leave the room when we do. For you see, this energy starts in your heart and it forms a link from your own heart through your brain and then comes out your mouth or your hands if you're writing or painting or playing an instrument or whatever it is that you are doing, for as a divine link. And that is what you are. You see, the word channel, even though everyone uses it, because of lack of a better term, we guess, the word channel is actually out of date. You are linking to a greater wisdom that is within your field, greater wisdom that is within your energy, greater wisdom that you can connect with always. But sometimes you're thinking, well, I can't hear my guidance, my intuition is, we know it's talking, but it's not loud enough for me to hear. All of that energy, we are simply today turning up the volume on that energy. And as we turn up the volume on that energy, you are acknowledging the frequency and the basis of you. You are raising your frequency to the highest degree possible. That is why sometimes you may feel a bit energetically disconnected or energetically connected, or your sensory experience may be higher today. That is why if it is possible for you to be without interruption, that would be wondrous. And if it is not possible, then we can watch this again maybe, or do something like that. You see, dearest beings of light, you are the reason we are here. We came in many, many years ago, 21, 22 years ago, with our vessel Marilyn. And there are guides. We can see a variety of guides that are galactic and intergalactic, angelic beings and light beings that are in your energy field right now. And they're sort of tapping, saying, tapping their toe, if they have a toe, tapping their foot, if they have a foot, and saying, we've been waiting for this moment for a very long time. So we ask you, dearest beings of light, open your energy, open your thoughts. Only energy from the light can arrive. And those guides that are tapping their energy, waiting for you to sense them. Today is the day. Woo-hoo. Or if you have already sensed them, you already written them, already channeled, if you're a professional channel, whatever, we will raise it to the next level. Or the next level. Or the next level. Because the higher your frequency, the more connective your energy is to that higher source. So we are excited that you are indeed here with us. We ask our vessel Marilyn and the joy to travel the world over and acknowledge this energy of opening that connection in humans, in people, because that assists in the evolutionary step of humanity. That is why this group today, centering from San Antonio, Texas, is acknowledging a much, much wider source. So those of you who are from across the water in Europe or Australia or somewhere else, Japan or China, wherever you hail from, South America, Mexico, Central America, Canada, wherever you hail from, what you are doing is encircling the planet with this energy of light right here, which actually helps raise the frequency of the planet so it can see things from a higher perspective and a more integrous perspective. Take a deep breath on that one. For you see, as we have told you before, you are the ones we are waiting for. And we are not waiting any longer because you are here, acknowledging that frequency, that spirit, that love that is indeed within you and radiating it out beyond. And for that, dearest beings of light, we are grateful. We are grateful to you for your service, for raising your hand and say, okay, we will sign up for this class, even though I don't know that I really want to be a channel. I just feel like I'm supposed to be there. Mm-hmm. You are that divine link for humanity. We are grateful for you. We love you. We see you. We know you. We know your fears, your joys, your avenues of pain or anxiety. We know your happy dance when you are doing it. And we love you all the same. For now, we bid you namaste. Namaste.